Today on Gardening in a Minute, inorganic mulches. Inorganic mulches can be made from a range of materials, including whole or crushed rocks, recycled glass, or recycled rubber tires. Like traditional organic mulches, they offer several benefits to gardeners. They help prevent weeds from sprouting, retain moisture in the soil, and keep soil temperatures cooler in the summer and warmer in winter. Because inorganic mulches don't break down the way organic mulches do, they don't need to be replenished regularly. But because they don't decompose, they won't help the soil retain nutrients. Driveways and mulch paths are some of the best places to use inorganic mulches. Be sure to put down a layer of permeable landscape cloth to prevent the mulch from sinking into our sandy soils. For more information about inorganic mulches and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain gauges. Rain gauges are useful tools for weather watching, and they can contribute to healthier plants too. Irrigating the garden is only necessary when rainfall isn't adequate, so it's always a good idea to keep track of how much rain your landscape is getting. Keep in mind that the water needs of plants can vary, depending on the season and the landscape, but many plants need at least some water every week during the warm months. For an accurate measurement, place your rain gauge somewhere in the landscape, away from trees, the house, and irrigation systems. Be sure to empty the rain gauge after it rains so that you can get an accurate reading each time. For the high-tech gardener, get an automatic rain gauge that registers inside and empties itself. For more information about rain gauges and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFTIS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, periwinkles. There's good news for gardeners who love periwinkles. New varieties make gardening with these beautiful annuals easier than ever. Also called vincas, these heat-tolerant flowering plants can add a nice pop of color in the summer. Traditionally, periwinkles in Florida have suffered from several disease problems. But periwinkles in the new Cora and Nirvana series offer increased disease resistance over older varieties. If given proper care, they'll flower throughout the summer with beautiful blooms in apricot, burgundy, pink, lavender, violet, or white. Plant your periwinkles in full sun, either in ground or in a container. Once established, water these Florida-friendly plants only as needed. Let periwinkles bring color to your summer beds. For more information about periwinkles and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sharpening the mower blade. It may seem like a dull chore, but sharpening your lawnmower's blade is actually one of the best things you can do for your lawn. No matter what kind of mower you have, it works by cutting the grass with a blade. But when the cutting edge is dull, it actually tears the grass instead of slicing it. Torn grass blades make the plants more vulnerable to disease, sun damage, and insects. Generally, your mower blade should be sharpened at least twice a year. It may need more frequent sharpening depending on the size of your lawn, grass type, and how often you mow. Rotary mower blades should be sharpened and also balanced to prevent damage to the mower. Real mower blades are best sharpened by a professional mower repair service. For more information about lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hot peppers. Hot peppers are colorful and easy to grow, so they're perfect for both edible and ornamental gardens. They also keep producing through Florida's hot summers, unlike some other vegetables. Three common categories of hot peppers include chili, cayenne, and Tabasco. Varieties range in size from half an inch to 7 inches long and come in many different shapes and colors. Start hot peppers from seeds or transplants once the last freeze has passed. Look for varieties recommended for Florida that are resistant to common diseases. Plant them in full sun and away from high traffic areas to protect skin and eyes from irritating oils. After you harvest, you'll be able to season all kinds of dishes with your hot peppers or even make your own hot sauce. For more information about hot peppers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.